Preface. Mankind's path of development, which for earthly humanity with its unholy self-will has once more become a fatal course, is demonstrating yet again the inviolability of its laws. The tree is known by its fruits, and as you sow, you shall reap. For the present-day world, with its menace and blood-red hate, its shameful degeneration and madness, the picture is one of destruction and judgment, accentuated by the approaching end of this day of manifestation. There are many who perceive all this and are deeply shaken by what has been created by our so highly prized human talents. Such people are seeking, whether consciously or unconsciously, for a way to alleviate their growing sense of guilt with respect to the hopelessness of things. They are looking for a method that will offer not only liberating insight, but also a means of achieving a concrete way of living that will make possible inner reconciliation with the one fount of life. The third volume of the Egyptian Arch Gnosis and its call in the eternal present explains about the only good, which can only be found with God, in the deepest deep of the human being, beyond the senses and the lower mentality. The only good offers the key to a liberating way of life via the path of soul rebirth. Those who, amid the darkness of the approaching night, are truly seeking the light, are shown in this book the practical significance of Christ's words, "Seek first the kingdom and its righteousness." And the practical application of these words is explained by the Hermetic law, "Receive all things, relinquish all things, and thereby renew all things." May there, even now, be many seekers who hear the call of the Gnosis to self-realization and prepare themselves to use the key to liberation for their eternal salvation and that of all mankind. J. Van Reichenborg.